Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, "Forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone." My dear brothers and sisters, it's impossible to love wholeheartedly while clinging to resentment or a grudge. A divided heart cannot give undivided love. And my dear brothers and sisters, you might say, "My spouse or friend or family member is wonderful, but I just cannot love them like I should." Often what happens is that the root isn't the person in front of you, but it is the unresolved pain of someone from your past. Unhealed wounds become barriers to present relationships. Some hurts are undeniably deep, even traumatic. Many have endured abuse, betrayal, or injustice. Your anger might feel justified, but forgiveness is not about excusing what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of yesterday so you can truly live today. When you hold on to resentment or a grudge, you are actually giving the offender pieces of your heart, your focus, and your peace. Why let them keep that power over you, right? So forgiving is not saying it's okay. It's saying, "You no longer control my heart. You cannot pick and choose which wrongs to release. God calls us to forgive as He forgave us, fully and unconditionally." My dear brothers and sisters, release the pain. Stop rehearsing the wound and let God heal the hurt so your love can be whole again. Amen. How can we apply this scripture to our personal lives? Good question to ask. Number one, do a self-examination. Do a self-check. Ask God to reveal if there's anyone you still resent, even subconsciously. Ask God. He'll show you. Number two, name and release. Identify that person and in prayer, release them to God, right? Just take their name and say, "Lord, I commit this person into your hands. I release them to you." Thirdly, replace the replay. What do I mean? When old memories resurface, replace them with a verse, a worship, a song, or a prayer, all right? Fourthly, practice forgiveness daily. Do not wait for big betrayals. Release small offenses quickly, and you'll find yourself living a free life in Christ. That's what He desires, freedom for you and me. Amen. Fifthly and lastly, seek help if needed. If the hurt runs deep, that is, for example, an abuse, seek wise counsel or therapy alongside prayer. Amen? Come, let's pray. Abba Father, we are so grateful to you that you loved us so dearly that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And the example of forgiveness that He portrayed, hanging nude in a loaf of flesh, He still said, "Father, they do not know what they do. Forgive them. Forgive them." Lord, I pray, Father, the Lord, you'll give us the grace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, first and foremost, for forgiving us fully and without any conditions. We confess that we have held on to resentment and it has divided our hearts. Today, O Lord God Almighty, we choose to release those who have hurt us into your hands. Heal the wounds, O Father, in our souls. Restore our love to wholeness and guard our hearts from bitterness, O God. Have mercy, O God. Help, O Lord God Almighty, all of us to forgive as you forgave us, O Father. Lord, you forgave us freely, completely, and in the agape love of God. O Father God, I thank you and I bless you today as your people step out, O Lord, into their jobs and into their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I pray that they'll practice forgiveness, because a lot of times we are sick because we have unforgiveness in our heart, resentments and grudges in our soul. I pray that we'll be able to forgive the perpetrators, and Lord, forgive the ones who have betrayed us, and your healing will flow even right now. And I speak health and strength and vigor and vitality to your people in the name of Jesus. We vow to give you the praise and the glory, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church and worship Yeshua together with the saints. God bless and bye for now.